Challenger and Muskegon Heights City Councilman Walter Watt defeated Mayor Kim Sims by just 61 votes on Tuesday, an impressive showing for Sims considering the incumbent's name wasn't even on the ballot. That's because officials had removed Sims' name from the ballot in August after the mayor forgot to pay filing fees totaling $250. Sims called it a campaign oversight and still decided to run on name recognition and as a write-in candidate. The strategy ultimately failed as voters elected Watt to be the next mayor of Muskegon Heights. A lifelong resident of Muskegon Heights, Watt says he wants to be the mayor that returns the city to what it once was, with a thriving downtown and affordable housing for everyone.
It means a lot to me that I will be involved with trying to, move my city forward in a direction in which we need to be going, in a more positive direction, and helping put new ideas on the table to combat the issues that we have within the community. So it means a lot to me. I was born and raised in Muskegon Heights, so I'm a native, and I know what Muskegon Heights used to look like and the glory that it had. So that's my goal, to try to bring back some of that glory.
Watt has been a city councilman since 2017 and is a graduate of Western Michigan University. He says that Mayor Sims did reach out to him and congratulated him on the election win. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.